Hi, this is Tony from Eco Cover Magazine. I'm speaking to Mary Fox, Entrepreneurial Development Operations Manager at CITI, or City. Mary, thank you very much for chatting to me this morning.
Thank you. It's great to be with you, Tony.
And great stuff. Mary, I think, first of all, you can just tell us a little bit, what is City, or CITI, all about?
So City, known as the Cape Innovation and Technology Initiative, was actually started off 20 years ago as a POC with the City of Cape Town. As you can imagine, 20 years ago for entrepreneurs, there weren't the co-working spaces that there are today, and there definitely wasn't the ease of access to bandwidth. So it basically started as an environment where entrepreneurs could come and sit together, discuss what they were doing, have access to the internet, and just get a little bit of that peer-to-peer support, as running your own business is obviously quite tricky. So fast forward 20 years, we're actually celebrating our 20th anniversary this year, which is very exciting. But basically, our key mission is to make sure that we are future-fitting businesses through technology and innovation into a more sort of digitally inclusive society. So that we've got two main focus areas. Those are our youth and then entrepreneurs at various stages. So for the youth, it's upskilling them with digital skills so that they're able to enter the work and the job market with these very much needed skills and get them as part of the digital economy. And then from an entrepreneurial support point of view, partnering with various clients and government partners, running programs to support early stage entrepreneurs right the way through to scaling and growing the more mature businesses. So those are our two key focuses currently.
Yes. So when you look at these businesses that you're talking about, scaling, et cetera, is there a specific profile of SMME that you're looking for? And how do they then participate with you in this? How do they get part of the program?
Yeah, so we're actually lucky enough to partner with a number of partners, clients, stakeholders, and with that comes different criteria and different needs. So, for example, with one of our current partners, the Innovator Trust, they are specifically looking at supporting ICT-focused companies, so black-owned ICT companies that have been trading for 24 months. So they fall into the more mature businesses. So looking at those companies, you would need a full subsidy documents, BE affidavits, all that kind of thing. And the focus would be very much on growing and scaling those businesses. But we also work with the City of Cape Town, and we do tech enablement programs. One of our focuses is the Women in Business Tech Enablement Program, so taking women who are not in the tech sector and using or in educating them with tech tools to put into their businesses to make them more cost and time effective. So it depends, but the key focus is taking the skills that are lacking and giving them the support, much needed support, access to an ecosystem, and also that peer-on-peer learning, which happens in the programs organically.
Brilliant, brilliant. Do you operate only in South Africa, or is it only Cape Town, or do you look wider than that?
So currently with tech, we're obviously needing to use tech. So luckily we do have our own facility in Cape Town. We have our space in Woodstock at the Bandwidth Barn. We also have a campus in Salt River for our youth development and the digital skills campus over there, as well as Braamfontein in Johannesburg. But we're also working on a number of Pan-African programs. So we are supporting entrepreneurs from across the African continent. Two programs are currently running in Genie, which is the EdTech incubator, and then also the BioCity incubator, which is the biotech companies, and we are supporting 3 companies from Zimbabwe as well as 6 from South Africa. So we do have other entrepreneurs, and with the online and the webinar access, we are able to engage with them online and then also bring them in country for various boot camp sessions as well.
Oh, brilliant. So lastly, Mary, maybe just from a bigger picture perspective, how is that the ICT industry in South Africa and especially in Cape Town doing? Do you see it growing? Do you see the innovation being quite strong? What do you find, Jay?
Yeah, I mean, I think with all areas, there are the challenges, and I mean, the African continent has its own specific challenges. You get some incubators trying to apply programs that are run in the West, and they just don't work here. They're not relevant. You know, we're addressing problems, getting local solutions to address problems that are being experienced in community. So that's very relevant to the South African or African context. But there definitely is a very vibrant ecosystem. And the more we have in terms of the connectivity penetration, the more that increases, so will the entrepreneurial activity, increasing that digital value chain in South Africa. And if we look at the Endeavor's latest report, it was released in November 2018, it actually stipulated that South Africa specifically was the most productive ecosystem on the African continent, producing more tech jobs than Nairobi and Lagos. So there definitely is a great opportunity and huge potential for ICT in South Africa and Cape Town specifically.
That's great. That's fantastic. Yeah. I mean, that's where the world is going. And if a city or a country can take advantage of that, you play an important role. Thank you very much, Mary. I'm hoping to talk to you again soon to see how things are going and how Cape Town is doing.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Tony. It was lovely to chat to you. And yeah, I mean, we all need to just get involved and support our SMEs because they will definitely be having the biggest impact to our economy in South Africa with employment and supporting the GDP.
Yeah, thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Tony. Cheers.
Thanks, bye-bye. Mary. Bye. Bye.